I'm Rich Bowen. I'm the community liaison for the OpenStack project at Red Hat, and I'm speaking with Heikel Gemar, who is the project technical lead on the RPM packaging project at OpenStack. Thanks for taking this time to speak with me.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it.
This is a fairly new project in terms of actually being part of OpenStack. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. We've been an offshore project for a few months, and we're still only bootstrapping. There has been some discussion in the last summit to converge packaging teams to work together upstream. After some discussion, we decided to split into two separate projects, one around the beyond packaging and one around RPM packaging. So we've been working with people from RDO, Doozy, and also some people from Mirantis to work together on RPM packaging upstream. By the way, I'm co-PTL of the project. Okay. I'm co-leading the project with Dirk Muller from Suzy. Hats off, Dirk, if you listen to us. We're trying to bring packaging into the heart of the project because OpenStack is fairly good at trying to develop its own software pipeline. And the only bit that was missing was packaging, the last missing bit between the project and the end users. So we've been trying to bring that and also help the upstream project to understand what are our needs upstream, because we have very specific requirements that we want them to hear.
How do you picture this project changing the downstream projects like RDO and Fuel? Do you think that there will be a big impact on those, or will they go on as though nothing's changed?
I think there will be some impact, because if all the downstream packagers are working on this, at some point we will be able to converge most of our packaging. There will be still some differences, but that's what we are working on, trying to mitigate them and being able to share the most of our workload. I will be speaking now in my own RDO hat. I do hope that at some point RDO will be deriving from our upstream RPM packaging. That's what we want to do, being closer to upstream. But that's the standpoint of RDO, not of the upstream project.
Looking forward to that time, what would then be the role of projects like RDO, like Fuel? Would they still be relevant, or do you see those going away long term?
Tough question. I think they will still be there, because at some point we will be targeting very different segments. For instance, RDO itself is the upstream for other downstream distribution of OpenStack, like obviously a Red Hat one, mm-hmm. or Cisco's, or many others. I think that maybe RDO might disappear. Maybe, but we still want to have some degree of integration, but I hope that most of it will go upstream, because that's where people are working on and we want to deal with before it reaches the user, not after the release.
In Liberty, and even more in future releases, with the integrated release kind of going away and more reliance on tags, is the RPM packaging project going to package everything, or just a particular tag, or will that be up to the community?
That will be up to the community. The core upstream RPM packaging team will be working on core projects. We'll be looking on Big Ten projects according our own drive. But if people want to contribute to any other Big Ten project, they're welcome to do it. We're really looking forward to expand the community. But at some point, we're still a small team, so we will be focusing on core OpenStack. Currently, we're working on clients, because that's what everyone needs to work with OpenStack. And when we'll be done, we'll be starting working on services.
One of the things that RDO does is the CI effort within the CentOS infrastructure. And there's also obviously a lot of that happening in upstream OpenStack. Mm. Will the RPM packaging effort rely on the upstream CI, I assume?
We had some talks about it, and that was a friendly discussion, because we discovered that our respective CI are more or less the same steps. and that we encounter the same issues. So we are willing to push more of the CI upstream. I personally hope that's still not something we agreed on, but I hope that we will be becoming part of the continuous delivery pipeline of OpenStack. That means that every commit from upstream will be packaged and then introduced into the CI, and then these packages will be able to be will be usable for other CI. Since we don't have any concrete example, I will take one from Airdio. We've been working with Puppet Upstream CI recently, as they wanted to have some CI on CentOS. So we've been working on fixing packaging issues that were affecting their CI, so they could test properly Puppet Upstream modules on CentOS. That was amazing because they helped us to find many, many issues that we were able to solve very early. And that's what I hope for the Upstream RPM project.
I noticed that there are no candidates for the PTL for the project in the coming election. Is that just because the project's so new, you're not going to have turnover in that?
Yeah, that was a discussion just right this afternoon about it. We're still new and we don't want to confuse people with administrative. We're still bonding the community, so we've been working on that with Jerk. So the community, the project won't be leaderless. It's still difficult to because we still have so much to do. The main difference between the RPM upstream and the RPM packaging team and the other teams is that we are not solely dedicated to work on upstream tasks like Sanger, Glarians, or Nova. We have a lot more downstream things, so we wanted to stay focused. So we just thought that we will keep the same PTLs for the next cycle, and then when we'll be more mature, we will be having candidacy.
As PTL, it's been interesting talking with various projects because the role of PTL can vary a great deal depending on the size and maturity of the project. I was wondering if you could tell us what your responsibilities are as PTL.
Our responsibility is ensuring that all the community team is aligned around the same goals. It means also trying to gather new members. For instance, being the PTL, bring the attention on you so people contact you so they could join the project. So as we're still small, that was a critical task, and I've been trying to help them to join the team and make them active participants. I've been pretty happy that, for instance, Mirantis people reached me out and they've been able to join, and I appreciate that. One of the other things is to ensure that we are working together. So I'm pretty happy that we have dual PTL with Dirk because we can share the load, because this is very tiring. We have to schedule meetings and gather people. Recently, we had a hack day to solve some of our impediments. So we have to ensure that we had enough people and we had the right people to help. For instance, we had tooling issues, so I tried to get some people who would be likely to work on that aspect available that day. I do not view the PTL as someone who decide everything. It's more about being a coordinator.
Finally, if somebody does want to get involved in the project, where should they come? Is it the mailing list or IRC or what?
We're still using OpenStack DevEl mailing list with RPM packaging topics. We have IRC channel on Freenode, which is OpenStack-RPM-packaging. And then you can join us. We have regular meetings every 2 weeks on Thursday. We had sometimes an additional meeting at the same time. We keep logs of our agenda and stuff. So, and if you can think out, just ping number 80 or Dirk on the channel, and we'll be happy to help you.
Thank you again for taking time to speak with me.
Thank you.